The Sultan of Sizzle. The Titan of Toastiness. The Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones. Those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard. They have the backyard. Because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
Now joining us is a man that is a finalist for the Defensive Player of the Year. This dude, each and every year, just keeps on getting better and better and better. I don't even know what the ceiling could possibly be for this guy because he's just an absolute dog. And that is Max Crosby on behalf of the Las Vegas Raiders via Invisalign. Max, great to see you in person. How you been?
Absolutely. I appreciate the introduction. Means the world, man. I'm doing great. Everything's great.
I appreciate a lot about your story. Something, though, that really stands out is just the love that you have for the Raiders organization. Like, we know there's been a lot through the years, and
yep,
a lot of people could have taken the easy way out and said, I'm out, I'm gone, you know, I'm not going to be a part of this. Why do you just have so much love for the Raiders organization?
Honestly, it just, you know, they were the only team to take a chance on me. And at the end of the day, I feel like I was born to be a Raider. I mean, I don't even, being in another jersey or color doesn't even register in my brain. It doesn't even sound like a thing. I feel like since day one, I was meant to be here and be a part of the reason why we change this thing around. So, you know, I talk passionately about winning and what, you know, I feel like is best for the team. You know, obviously I'm not the final say, but I put my body on the line and played through a lot to be, you know, help this team win in every single way. And I show them, listen, I'm getting better every single year, regardless of what's thrown at me. And that's what I want everyone thinking like. So, you know, I've shared my opinions. People have had their, you know, certain concerns and, you know, thoughts on it. But at the end of the day, all my messaging is I want everyone to be thinking on the same level. I want, how are we getting better? Like, you know, you mentioned, like, every single year I'm finding new ways to improve in every single way, in every single category, and finding that 1%. And I want the front office, I don't care if it's the front office to the janitor or the equipment guys, I want everyone to be thinking like that. That's how you win. That's the only only way you give yourself a chance to win a Super Bowl. Everybody's got to be in the boat. So AP, he's the Raiders to the core. There's only one coach for the Raiders. I mean, everybody has these big names and everything like that, but there's 31 teams and only one Raider Nation. So I feel like AP is the man for the job, and you know, I stand behind him and I stand behind what I say.
Well, that's when I knew you meant business about AP. Like, clearly, yeah, Antonio Pierce showed that he deserved to get the job. He got the job. But with how much love you have for the organization, to basically say, hey, I may have to think about requesting a trade if you don't hire this guy, speaks how much he's impacted you and how much you've thought of him.
No doubt. And it's not just about me. You know, I'm speaking for the guys. I'm speaking for everyone in that building. Everyone wanted him to come back. So if I got to take some heat and be that guy, that's what being a leader is. You know, standing up for what's right. At the end of the day, all I care about is winning and care about I want Mark Davis to have a damn Super Bowl. To win a Super Bowl. I want him to have success. He's been the owner for 20 years, and, you know, we've only been to the playoffs twice and only once in my 5 years. So I want us to succeed. I want him to succeed. I do it from the greatness of my heart, because when I go to bed at night, I'm not worried about, you know, what people's opinions are or whatever, because I know I'm coming from a good place. All I care about is winning for the Raiders, not anybody else. I don't give a damn about any other team, but I'm not rooting for anyone in the Super Bowl. I don't give a damn about anybody. I care about the Raiders and my guys. And that's all I care. I'll go to the end of the world for my teammates, and they know that, and I'll play through anything if I can do it to be out there on the field and help us win. So I care about the nation, and there's only one nation. So that's it.
What an answer. Max Crosby here with us. Quarterback is always such a big thing, right? We know Derek hasn't been with the team now for a year in New Orleans. I think they're going to make a move this offseason, whether it's in the draft, a trade, free agency. When you kind of go into this offseason, you don't know who your quarterback's going to be. I know you can only focus on what you could focus on the defensive side of the ball, but how challenging is that?
I mean, just being real, like, the quarterback's the most important position in football. It's only 32 of them in the world that start. It's a very rare and tough position to play. And people, you know, try to skip over this, but, like, Aiden O'Connell, you got to – at the end of the day, like, he was our guy. He stepped in. He helped us win a lot of games. And, you know, there's growing pains. Being a rookie is hard enough, but being thrown in the middle of the season when everyone's starting to figure out who they are as teams, it makes it even more difficult. And the fact that he didn't blink, you know, we go to play the Vikings, we score 0 points, he's getting murdered on, you know, online, everybody. turn around in 4 days, we go out there and set the record for most points scored. That's just a testament to not only him, but the guys in this locker room. So quarterback's the hardest position to hit on. Everyone thinks they know who's the next this guy or the next Joe Montana, the Tom Brady, but nobody really knows until they get out on the field. Everything matters, from your coach to the system and all that. So I feel like at the end of the day, you know, we're going to, you know, they're going to have to fight that out. We're going to probably bring in two quarterbacks. Aiden, you know, is going to have a chance to fight for that spot. And, you know, he's started more games than anybody who's come in. And if we bring in a vet, then, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, there's, I don't know what other vets are out there right now.
Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, you know, like Kirk.
Russell Wilson's going to be available. Yeah, that's clear.
Potentially. But, like, I mean, at the end of the day, like, Aiden has started for the Raiders. You know what I mean? So I know Aiden's not scared of competition. He understands the situation. And I got the
ultimate
respect.
Can he be a franchise quarterback, in your opinion?
I mean, yeah, I mean, it's nobody thought I would be where I'm at after my rookie year. You know, realistically, nobody expected me to be here. I believe in Aiden 100%. I believe in, you know, what this team, you know, moving forward with AP and what we have now in Telesco, like, we're going to make the right decisions and best decisions for the team going forward.
Do you feel like you still get disrespected a little bit? Like, everyone knows you're a great player, but when they talk about the great pass rushers, I feel like everyone throws Myles Garrett up there, you know, TJ Watt up there, Micah Parsons up there, and then eventually people say Max Crosby, but I feel like you should be a little bit higher up that list.
Yeah, I mean, I understand why it's like that, but yes, I take... You know, I hear, see everything, and I let it motivate me. You know, for me, I don't do it for the ones that doubt me. I've been doubted my whole life. I do it for the ones that believe in me, my tight-knit circle, the people that know what I do on a daily basis. So that's how I operate. And, you know, I tell this to my brother all the time. We had this conversation recently, but, you know, it took everybody in the NBA to recognize Nikola Jokic as the best player after 8 seasons. He was doing it, putting up the stats, doing it every single year. Nobody could guard him. He was most complete at what he did. Nobody was doing what he was doing, but they didn't really give him his respect till year 8 when he wins the MVP, wins the NBA Finals. And they're like, oh, he's the best player in the world. But they're like, look what he's been doing the last 8 years. I mean, it's undeniable. So for me, I know what I'm doing. I trust my work and I trust the process, and I'm willing to run the marathon longer than anybody. That's why I play more snaps. That's why I put my body on the line, because I know in the end, if you put in the work, the results will follow. So I live by that every single day, and it's not just the, you know, playing on Sundays. It's the routine. It's 365 for me. We played the Broncos week 18. I was up early, rehabbing, meal prepping still every single day. It doesn't stop for me. So, you know, people are going to have their opinions, but in the end, I feel like we're going to look back and I'm going to be noticed as one of the greatest to do it.
You know, I get what we do is we have conversations. We give opinions. We have fun. Max Crosby's here with us, but this conversation with Brock Purdy, I'm just tired of it the last 2 weeks. Like, you think he's a system quarterback, a game manager, a good quarterback? I don't care. The dude's winning games right now, and that's all that matters in this league.
100%. I mean, everybody, like, it's the same thing. You got to do it over and over and over again just to be considered, you know, one of the best. You know, it's the same. I've dealt with it my whole career. Brock Purdy, you know, he's young. He hasn't played a ton of games, but they're going to try to label you and put you in a box from day one. He's a little white dude from Iowa State who was undrafted. He's the last pick in the draft. He's already going to take heat from the start. They're like, oh, well, he's not as talented. Oh, there's a reason why he went here. And he's proving to everybody every game, okay, he doesn't have to say nothing. All he has to do, all that matters is the film. And that dude, if without him, they wouldn't have won that game versus the Lions. He was out there doing, making all type of crazy plays, not only throwing the ball but running the ball. Like, it was crazy to see. So a guy like that, I love it, because he doesn't let the BS on the outside affect what goes on in the locker room and on the field. So, I mean, they'll always try to put you in the box. They said I was a pass rushing, all he could do is a situational pass rusher and a special teamer. I'm like, all right, so watch this. So that's, you know, I got a ton of respect for Purdy.
Tell me what you're doing on Invisalign with Invisalign today.
Invisalign, yeah. So, you know, they came to me with a great opportunity. They got over 400 guys in the NFL right now currently. I didn't have braces growing up or anything like that, so I was like, might as well get the smile a little bit better.
Yeah. Teeth look good.
No, teeth. Yeah, you know, I appreciate that.
I'm not just saying that because I know you kicked the crap out of me.
No, I appreciate it, man. I just started.
I don't want to instigate you like Mahomes, all right?
Yeah, no, we don't have to do that. But yeah, no, Invisalign's been incredible. I'm wearing them right now, and it's been a good journey so far.
One more thing that I want to ask you.
Yeah.
People are going to doubt the Raiders. People are going to say they can't get it done. Max is crazy. Davante Adams is crazy. Why are you guys going to get this thing right?
I mean, I totally understand all the they're going to doubt until we do it. We haven't done it. It's simple as that. You can have individual success, but team success in the end is what solidifies your legacy. You know what I mean? That's what matters the most to me. At the end of the day, like, I know I'm going to keep getting better because of what I do on a daily basis. I know I'm going to keep getting better as an individual, but at the end of the day, I want a Super Bowl, and not just one, two, three, whatever that is. I want to be able to be in those games consistently, and until we do it, we're going to be doubted, and that's simple. And we're the Raiders, you know, so that comes with some extra baggage. So it's part of the game, and you know, I'm embracing it fully.
All right, last thing, Max Crosby here on Invisalign. This is the multi-million dollar question of the week. It's all Taylor Swift. It's all Travis Kelce. Do you think they will eventually one day get engaged?
That's none of my business. That's none of my business. But
some people are going to assume, I mean, then that's a no then on your part.
I don't know. You know, I can't speak for Travis and Taylor, but I wish them the best, no doubt.
You got it. Max, great to see you. Thanks so much.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.